Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us. We've got a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. I'm Andy Shea. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Great. Can't believe it's, as we talk about this right now, we're only...
less than 100 days.
48 hours away from June. I was talking about June.
Yeah. I'm saying less than 100 days.
I mean, it's...
aren't we under 100 days?
Yeah, we are. I think we're considerably under 100 days now. Or I could be wrong.
I think that's 100 days till we play football.
You're the numbers guy.
Oh, man. Not good when I'm talking numbers. So let's get rolling. We got a jam-packed hour of Penn State football talk for you. News and notes will kick off quarter number one. Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We're whittling down the countdown. We've got 5-4-3 this week.
Yeah.
We're going to go inside Ross's top five for the 2019 recruiting class. Quarter number three. We've got your questions or his answers. It's Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And I'm looking forward to quarter number four. We're going to have a little roundtable discussion about what we think some of the ingredients are for Penn State to become an elite or a team that can get to another level.
Right.
So that's
looking
what we've
forward
got.
To it as well.
What's that?
Looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot in store for you. But first, we're going to welcome in Jim Galante. He's got some news about Penn State that is not football related, and Bob and I don't know much Penn State. Well, I know a little. I follow the wrestling and hockey program.
I just defer to Dave Jones on all things.
Anything basketball.
Well, we need to talk a little bit of basketball since you two guys aren't up on it. Lamar Stevens, the best player on the team, has decided to return instead of going pro. Now, in basketball, they're allowed to put their name out there, which is what he did. I don't think this comes as a surprise to most basketball fans because he, in any mock draft, he wasn't going to be drafted, but he was able to stick his toe in the water, find out, and he's made the decision to come back. So it's great news for Penn State basketball.
No transfer portal other than football,
so what,
right?
In like the NCAA. What are they, like a top 60 or 70 team next year? What are we talking? What's the analysis, Jim, since you decided to tell us all about it?
I think the important thing is the pressure's going to be on Chambers next year.
Sure.
I don't know if it has to be a tournament team, but they've got to be better than they were last year. They underperformed again. So
didn't defend their NIT title.
They did not.
I mean,
they
come on.
They didn't even get an NIT invite. But I think they're much better than what the record showed last year, which means they lost games they should not have lost. I don't think they can continue. Chambers can continue that way next year. So there's got to be solid improvement.
Well, getting your best player back certainly helps. All right. Thanks, Jim. Let's keep going with Penn State football talk. Hi, Ross. Ross Tucker.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
Good. Joins us for the first segment.
By the way, they also lost like one of their other good players to Iowa State. He transferred.
Don't get Jimmy started.
Anyway, I don't think many people tune into this for the basketball talk. So
not to
we'll
our
move
show.
On. I did see Lamar Stevens play in high school, though. Roman Catholic. He was good.
Yeah, he was.
He still is. He's like the best player in the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah. I saw him play at Roman Catholic. So let's say every week on the – let's go to you. Every week on the Keystone Kickoff Show, you do a minute segment. Last week you did a minute on Tommy Stevens. That – our minutes are – we put them out on social media. They're on our website. You can check them out. But your minute got a little reaction from the subject of your minute. And I think you'd like to talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so – okay, so you said it well. I think most people know that I think people listen to this on demand or on podcast or at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com know that this is also a radio show in certain markets throughout Pennsylvania. Those of you that get it in your market, you're extremely blessed and fortunate. Those of you that don't, you should probably move. That would be my recommendation. You should move to a place that is progressive enough to know that they should have the Keystone Sports Network on in their market. So we also do these minutes that they run on the radio stations. And Jim posts it on social media. Our boss, Jim, post it on social media. I see it on Twitter, Keystone Sports Network. The actual Twitter handle is at KSN, I believe.
At KSN Sportsnet. Sports.
Sportsnet.
Yeah.
At KSN Sportsnet. So last week's minute was about Tommy Stevens and just me being nervous for him because I personally think that he has a better chance to start for Penn State than he does for Mississippi State. And I didn't really see the logic in leaving Penn State where I think he was the likely starter, like in my mind, 90, 95% for Mississippi State where he can't possibly be that high of 90, 95%. I didn't understand that logic at all. Somehow Tommy Stevens saw it, was made aware of it, listened to it, and did the sleeping emoji, like the Z's, right? Which, and by the way, a couple of days later, when our boss Jim went back to say, yeah, we can talk about that, it was gone. So he deleted it. So somebody in his life smartly said either that Tucker guy is a clown, don't give him the time of day, or it's not a good look for you to care what anybody says about Penn State anymore, or it's not a good look for you to show that you are flustered or that
thin-skinned.
Like you got to be above that kind of stuff. And by the way, it wasn't like a knock on Tommy. I even said I'm nervous for him. I hope he has success. He gave 4 years to Penn State.
Right.
He had a couple of surgeries. That's never a good thing. I really genuinely hope it works out for him. I think he made a poor choice, but people make poor choices. Le'Veon Bell made a poor choice last year. I mean, people make poor choices. He made a poor choice, but it might work out. I hope it does. And I just wanted to say that because I don't know. I know a lot of Penn State people listen to this show. I know a lot of Penn State parents of football players listen to this show. And who knows? Maybe it was one of the parents said to him, Tommy, that guy is like on your side. That guy likes you. He just is legitimately concerned for you. So the fact that he would react to that, I think, is interesting, Bob.
Yeah, well, I just think at some point it would be nice to, if he would just talk about it. At some point, just come out and say, hey, this is, I know I've moved on. I'm at Mississippi State, but people, you know, just throw it out there. I decided to move on because whatever. But just don't spend 6 weeks or whatever it has been since the end of spring not saying a word. His dad had a lot to say, but just address it once and move on. That's like PR 101. Longer it stays out there, the longer people are going to be wondering just why he left.
That's a great point, Bob, that the sooner he would do that, the better. He would have ended it and then he moved on. And let me just say this too. I might have a different opinion on this. How do you guys feel about his dad doing the talking for him instead of him?
He's not a freshman. He's a grown man. What's he, 21, 22?
He's 22.
Yeah.
He'll be 23 in December.
Yeah.
There are at least 100 NFL players that are 22 and younger.
I think it's okay if you're upset initially and you want to kind of compose yourself, let a little time pass. Maybe, but his dad looks pretty upset too. But I think after a couple of weeks, if you decided you're not going to come back to Penn State, I think you gotta even when he moved on Twitter, you know, that wasn't the most, I thought, all encompassing announcement that he you know, was going to move on to Mississippi State.
So he's a college kid, and if you want to make the argument that college kids, you know, especially in adverse situations, they don't want to say they're heated, they're whatever. Their dad can talk about it. But I guess my argument would be, not only is he 22, he'll be 23 by the bowl game, but he's the starting quarterback for either Penn State or Mississippi State. Like, you need to be able to handle that stuff. You need to be able to talk to the media and address these things. You're a Power 5 starting quarterback. You're not just a 22-year-old. Like, that comes with the job. It comes with the territory.
Sean Clifford had no problem getting up in that team meeting and saying, hey, listen, you know, there's not going to be any drop off. I just want you guys. You guys.
That's different than talking to the media, though.
The team was wondering what was going on. I think he stood up at a critical time, and I think that you know, the leader of the team is it's a different playing field from than anyone else on the team, and I think you have to be vocal at the right time.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Before I give you my 2 cents about a parent and what they should say, remember, we're recording this before Julian Fleming makes his announcement between one of the 5 schools on his list. And we will have full reaction to that next week here on the Keystone Sports Network. Just wanted to let you know. It's 3 S's for me if you're a parent of an athlete, period, but particularly a parent of a high-profile athlete, it's support your child, show up at their games and whenever you need to be there for them, and most importantly, the third S is shut up. Don't speak. Let your child – don't cut them off at the knee.
I had an issue in high school, and my parents told me I had to address it.
Yeah, let you address it. My son had
problems. When I was in high school, like that's like – now, I'm sure he's addressed it with the coaches, and maybe addressing it with the media is a little bit different. But anyway, that was what my – you guys, if you heard me talk about Tommy last week, you now already know how I felt about it. But now Tommy knows how I feel about it, and evidently he didn't love it. I have heard people say that, you know, the Thompson kid has a red shirt year. So maybe they do – down at Mississippi State, right. I'm talking about. So I sure as heck hope he gets to start. I mean, can you imagine?
He just wants to play.
But you want to talk about regretting something for the rest of your life. He goes to Mississippi State and doesn't play. He'll always wonder, what if? Always.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going with a couple news and notes. And I got one in the last minute. I have a transfer portal update.
Love
and
it.
Former Florida State wide receiver George Campbell. He's a five-star. He was a five-star recruit when he went to Florida State. He committed to Penn State as a grad transfer. But according to published reports, he is not going to be enrolling at Penn State. He's going to play football somewhere else if he gets in. And the report said apparently he was not accepted as a graduate student to any of the graduate programs at Penn State. What are you shaking your head for?
I'm just, you know what?
How do you
between JUCOs and transfers, Penn State doesn't have a lot of luck with them.
They don't.
I'm sure he's a talented kid, but I don't know what he was going to impact that receiver room
that
anyway.
Receiver room, yeah.
It would have been a nice little bonus, but I don't think it's a big loss.
Yeah, he was a depth guy if anything else. So that was it. All right, that's it for our news and notes. That's quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Coming up next, we're going to continue the countdown of the 2019 recruiting class. Tucker's Tape, stick with us. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.